Right, thank you very much.
Right, how many staff do you have here?
40 staff.
40?
40, yeah.
Right, okay. So, a big store then?
Yeah, in terms of 25,000 square feet.
Right, okay. And number of staff, so big compared to some of the other stores that we've been to.
This is one of the flagship stores, basically, like in terms of standalone stores.
Right. And how long have you been a store manager?
Like last 4 years.
Okay. And how long have you worked in Baby Shop?
Baby Shop, 9 years now.
9 years. And was Baby Shop your first job in retail, or did you work somewhere?
I started in Sharjah one.
Okay.
No, but is Baby Shop is the first business in retail, or you worked in any retail company?
I've been with Landmark like almost like 13 years now, because I started my career with Landmark. I started with Splash basically in India.
Okay.
So that was my beginning actually into retail. That's my first step in retail.
Ah, okay.
So I started with Splash when I was in India. Once after that, I worked like 3 years, 4 years. Then I moved on here.
Cool. I mean, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, I do work in Splash.
Where were you based in India?
In China.
Okay.
All right. In China.
So, what we are trying to understand, as Inder said, is really what makes a good store manager? What do you think, in the experience that you've had, what do you think makes a good store manager?
In my words, if you put, a good store manager should be able to handle a store in its appropriate manner where we need to handle a store. You need to give output, you need to meet to give a business, better business. Major or overall, the operation should be under control. That's what, as a store manager, you should have the operations under control. That is what the main thing. Because sale will happen its own when your operations are under control. Your standards are under control. Definitely the sales will be there. So from my perspective, what I do the best is that ensure that my standards are perfect. In terms of operations, everything is coming under control.
Okay.
And the staffs are happy with you as a team, because that will end of the day, that will help you to get results.
So what are the kind of things that you do to make the staff happy as a team?
As a team, like, and to make them, give a better environment for them to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they are comfortable, the way you speak. What I do basically is that, In my daily basis, daily work, I try to touch each and every single staff. I try to speak to every individual staff. It's not possible to speak every time, but majority of the time I try to cover all the staffs. And staff feel good by that. You know, every time a manager goes to him, speaks, how is the things, what's happening. Because not only for that thing, I get a lot of information from the staffs. They basically give me an idea and we work on that and we build ideas. We build things on that. Basically because they are the direct dealing with the consumers, customers. So we get a lot of ideas from the staffs. You know, because I believe, because whatever I still now, like I got a lot of things which we have done in the shop, started from the staffs.
Okay.
If we need some changes, we go talk what is their issues. Maybe there is some kind of concern. We start with that conversation and literally we end up with some getting up some ideas. So the initial point starts with the staffs.
Can you think of a recent example where that's happened?
Like a changes in the layout. Once we went in assuming that there is a particular subgroup called pyjama sets. It was not working well for us. Everyone was behind, why it's not working. So I went to staff, I asked like, why it's not working? We have a department in charges, we all put into head, we sit, talk, it's not coming. At last there was one new staff, I asked, what is really the problem? He told me like, sir, see, last time, every time customer comes, we have a displaying unit called as, we don't have something separate for boys, separate for girls before. In infants, we used to display like, according to the supplier wise. This particular supplier product goes in one place, this particular supplier product goes in another place. It was not according to the gender wise. So this particular staff gave me an idea saying, sir, we are displaying according to the supplier wise. Okay. When the majority of the customers are coming, they are getting confused, where is boys? They find some few boys here, few boys the other side, few boys the other side. So that is basically confused. Then we came to a conclusion, yeah, this should be the one reason why. Then we started breaking it up. Then we made it boys separate, girls separate. Started initially with pajama sets, then that went throughout the department.
And is that
and
something...
And that really showed some positive signs in the business.
Mm.
So literally we end up in getting some results on that. So these kind of instances, this one instance, there was many of the other things also.
And when you did that, was that just something that you did locally within this store?
Yeah.
Or, right, okay.
It was locally within the store, within my store. Yes.
Mm. And at what point did you report that, you know, maybe through your area manager or somehow to head office? At what point did you say, we've noticed this and this is what we're trying? And
What we do is every time we're doing some changes, we do inform the VMS, we are going ahead with this one. So he gives a flag up saying that, yeah, you go ahead. And we do monitor that one, the sales performance on a weekly and monthly basis. So on every time we do update these things, sales. And even they have the access of checking what is really happening in terms of sale wise. So they can also view the performance how it is.
So just that one change with the pajamas, for example, that
yeah.
first test
yeah.
Of the idea, what change in sales or customer behavior did you
yeah,
did you
exactly.
measure?
Yeah, that's what.
What?
We show a tangible difference, like a lot of difference in that.
Do you remember what that difference was?
It was basically, see, our pajama sets was almost minus by 6%. And literally now it's plus by 3%.
Okay. Okay. So minus 6% of budget or target?
Yeah, target, yeah.
To plus 3%.
Yeah.
Okay, that's quite a big change.
By the way, you look different.
Yeah.
In the long time since you came, I want to tell you that. Look different now.
Yeah, I tempered in my looks. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you'd have to send him home.
Yeah.
To get a shave now.
Yeah, me yes.
Not allowed to work here.
Me yes.
Got a car for him.
Yeah.
Actually, there's a hairdresser's upstairs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. So ideas from staff, it sounds like what you're saying is that it's the staff that are interacting with the customers, and therefore the feedback from the staff, that's going to be
very
fast.
Important, yeah.
That's going to be almost real-time feedback.
And moreover, we need to appreciate these kind of comments every time when the staff is ready. What I do is that appreciate the staff in the morning meeting, or whenever I get a chance, I do appreciate these particular things, ideas actually. So this helps again the other staffs to get motivated and give a lot of ideas and suggestions.
Right. What exactly would you say to give that that recognition? What exactly would you say in the meeting?
We would praise them. We would praise them in front of others, saying that this particular person has said came up with the idea and it has literally worked for us. So we kind of praise them in the meeting.
Right. So the person who came up with the idea, they're getting praise in front of others, but everybody else knows
yeah.
they could come up with an idea. They
exactly,
can get the praise
exactly.
as well.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
And do you find that you get an equal contribution from everybody in the team?
Yeah, exactly. We do get.
Hmm.
What happens literally is that it's about the taking that energy throughout. It's like what happens with the staff is that everyone is well motivated and everyone wants to work. But the thing is that once they started doing the same job day by day is the same thing, literally they come to a stage where they will decline. So that's the time you need to go and speak to a staff and motivate them again, keep them going. So 2-3 words motivational way you speak to them, that gets keep on going for them.
Okay. So it's interesting that you said keep the staff happy as a team.
Yeah.
So you're not singling people out because they're high performers or because they're doing a good job or because you like them. It's you're looking at them as a complete team.
It's a complete team. Yeah, I do want to take as a complete team, not like an individual person. Definitely, we do praise them in everyone. That doesn't mean that you put the other down. We still work as a team. If you have something, he's not cope up with the requirement, we definitely help to him to develop and move him along with us.
And where do you see yourself in relation to that team?
Like?
Do you see yourself in that team or outside of it somehow, or How do you see the connection between you and the store team?
I feel that we are in team, actually. I myself feel that, because staff feel free. Once the staff comes towards you saying any kind of issues, that really indicates that they're not having a distance between you. So I feel, personally, I feel that whatever they have, their concerns, everything, they come to me, speak to them. They come to me directly. They don't feel afraid as if, okay, he is a manager, we need to keep a distance. I don't find that.
How did you learn to manage a team in that way?
It's all because I come across a lot of leaders. That's maybe the reason, because I have brought up with a lot of managers where I've seen the energy, passion, everything. Overall, our Landmark Groups is in such a place that you see a lot of leaders growing up. Those all become a passionate for us. By seeing those people, all like you're motivated, self-motivated by seeing all these people around you. It's kind of you're breathing the environment of all these leaders around you. So obviously,
but at the same time, there must be other people exposed to those same leaders who didn't develop in the way that you
it's
have.
A
so what's special about you? What made you? What made those experiences valuable for you?
Maybe it's that I recognize this is my passion also. That I recognize that this is what I really wanted to do. Maybe that could be the reason why I must have grown further on.
Right. What motivates you or drives you to do that? What's your long term aim? Would you say?
Long term aim. To be honest enough, I like to lead a team. Basically, Inda knows very well, because I was there as a store manager, then I was taken into a field where I was doing like a job of a stock merchandiser, which was completely a different role. But I could not digest that one. Every day when I sit in the office, I could not resist myself, because I feel happy to be there in the flow, working with the team. When you have a stray sale or something like heavy period, running around, getting yourself busy, I like those kind of environment where you're putting yourself busy. So basically, that could be one of the reasons. I want to keep on be engaged with something or the other.
So I think 9 to 5 was too boring for you.
Yeah.
8:30, 6 o'clock was too boring.
Yeah, it was a little boring for me, literally, because it was boring for me, because I like the way the atmosphere here it is like.
Okay.
That keeps yourself busy a lot. In store, like, you come morning till 7 o'clock, something or the other is there which keeps you busy always. There is no time where I'll sit and think why there is no job today.
But again, what drives you to be busy? What's your long term goal or your aim?
I like to have a business of my own. That will be my literally the end of my goal. Like, I want to have a business of my. I'm still learning how to run a business completely. I'm happy. Like, every single move I make within this store and I get a result, I'm happy about that. I think that, okay, this is came from my idea. I've done something new which has brought me a sale. So I'm keeping it all in mind. Like, one fine day I think that I'm ready to move ahead. Why not?
Sure.
Does it have to be a business of your own, or could you be a senior manager within?
That is my short-term goal, actually. Like, that is my short-term goal. Like, I want to become an area manager. So that is what the next goal, next step I'm looking forward for, probably by next 2 to 3 years.
Mm.
The one which I said, the business, it's literally my end aim or something like that.
Yeah. And what does that give you when leading a team, running your own business, seeing results? Knowing that those results you created, it came from you.
I feel proud.
Proud.
Yeah, I feel proud. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's really interesting how we see how people's early life or their upbringing or their childhood really shapes their outlook on life and how they behave as a manager and how they interact with other people. What is it about your life, do you think, that makes you really well suited to this?
Like, I didn't get you.
So what are the things that you experienced earlier on in your life, maybe as a child, that you think made this a good choice for you as a career? What gave you that feeling of pride and that drive to get results?
So it's by seeing people, actually. So see people go and see people around you is growing, how they are growing, how they are handling situations. What is good to be there in a big place or big management level, and how you handle pressure, how you take a business in your hand and show performance. So that literally helps. That's literally what I wanted to do, basically. So I wanted to take something of my own and show that I could do. I am capable of doing these things.
Yeah. Great.
I really like this painting. I mean,
this was done by our staff.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's excellent.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, you know, getting ideas from staff, giving praise and so on. Is there ever a situation where the opposite happens, where a member of staff does something wrong, or you have to correct their behavior in some way?
Yeah, a lot of instances do happen. It's not like everyone is good. If everyone is good, then there is no requirement of a manager or a team leader. So definitely there is, but you'll have to handle the situations accordingly. When you get a tough time with the staff, you'll have to sit and speak and counsel and do the necessary requirements.
Mm. So what? How do you handle that if you have to make a correction in somebody's behavior or their attitude?
Majority of the times I try to take it in a soft manner. I just sit and speak with the staffs. I take it in an easier way. I try to relax him. I try to comfort him. And see, what I really feel is that it's always the best way to deal a staff is in a soft manner.
Mm-hmm.
That will help us in a long run. Definitely you can shout, you can done the work done easily, but that is not literally going to it's not going to last long.
Mm-hmm.
One fine day he is going to burst out again back. So mm-hmm. So what the best part I do is that majority of the time I find that even if he has some problem, I say talk in a softer way, that really helps. Again, staffs are happy. That's what the best thing always I say is that you keep your staffs happy a lot, then definitely you get a lot of output.
Mm. And what about if it's a really specific issue, like somebody's late for work, or they come for work and they're not properly dressed or not properly prepared for work? How do you handle that?
That's what we try to make him understand, what is the requirement is, first of all. And I, majority of the time what I explain is that the reason why you need to do this work. What literally is the expectation why you need to require to do these things. So majority of the people do understand that, but once people still could not understand on that level, then we'll have to deal them in a different way.
So if someone's late again, or they come unprepared for work again, then what would you do?
I'll understand why you are not able to do it. What literally makes you a problem? Like why? What would be the reason why you are not able to do it?
Hmm.
So I would ask him to give a reason why you are not able to do it. Then I can show him examples why we have same concern, why the other person has the same concern. If he can do, why can't you?
Okay. And he says, yeah. And then he's late again. Then what?
Then I'll have to take a one step further down. Okay, I'll have to really make him understand the situation. Okay, so this is what this is the business requirement is. Okay, so you'll have to follow it. If he still says no, then I'll have to take the necessary steps in terms of management, performance management, or whatever it is.
So at what point would you give somebody, what would be the first step, a verbal warning would it be?
Yeah.
How bad would it have to get, or how long would it have to go on for you to give somebody a verbal warning?
Like I would give a pretty big chances before I do give any warning.
Mm.
So at least like 2-3 times I do give a chance. But on top of that, no. And I do also check, like, is that the only thing which is affecting, or is affecting the overall work?
Mm.
Maybe Sam is not good in grooming, but at last literally he is good in a lot of several things. So we need to not only check in one aspect, but all the entire aspect, what he is really giving to the business.
Mm.
So maybe something somewhere is wrong in one aspect, but if he is really a good staff who is giving a lot of output for the business, then definitely I need to think in a different way.
Okay.
So let's, for example, so Inder,
yeah.
I'm a very high performer,
yeah.
and I am one of your stars, and I am continuously keeping this beard. You've told me 2 times, 3 times. So what would you want to, you know, tell me or do?
I definitely want you to take it out. I'll say you just need to remove it, because how much of a star performer you are, there is something called as standard which we are maintaining. We need to follow it at any cost.
Right. So let's say it happened today. You told me to, you know, shave it off.
Yeah.
I again come back and I have not shaved it off, but I'm a very good performer. Yesterday I did about 120% of my budget. And I tell you that, you know, I did a great job yesterday. I did not get time and I am here again. What would you do now?
I would ask him why, what would be the reason why you're not able to do it? So I would try to help
get
him.
Time.
I would try to help him in any ways. I would just say, clearly, okay, you didn't get time, no problem. You just go now.
Okay.
Take the hours, what is there in the working hours, go shave and come.
Okay.
If
I'll do it in the evening. Tomorrow I'll come clean shave.
Not required. I would send him immediately.
Okay.
Because I could not compromise in terms of standard. Because if I compromise for one person, I'll have to compromise for everyone.
Okay.
So even though he's the best performer, but sometimes it is actually situational.
Okay.
So situational and whatever is the standards. If it is, I think I can ignore that one for a certain level. I would ignore it. But
okay.
If I really think this I could not ignore, then I would not.
Okay. All right. And if we were to look at the team,
yeah.
and you said about 40 people,
yeah.
so how do you go about developing the team? What are some of the things that you do from your side?
We have like lot of activities going on. Like we give lot of competitions between them.
Okay.
Like we have like targets. We have individual targets. We are giving each staff the individual targets, which is apart
okay.
from the store force where other people are doing. Individual targets, like each and every staff has a target. So we see who is performing on a daily basis. We put them in the notice board saying that this particular person is the staff performer for yesterday.
Okay.
So we are motivating them, identifying the people who has been doing continuously. So I have a talk with these people. Okay, we are doing well, but we have a good road to go ahead.
So nursery, I understand. How do you measure that in basic or clothing?
What currently we are doing is that we are taking the, in store force we have an option where you can take the complete staff requirement.
Okay.
I mean not the staff requirement, staff target.
Yeah, okay.
Individual targets is getting updated in
okay.
the store force. So you can take that one on a daily basis. As you update the schedule, you can get the targets, individual targets for
okay.
all the staffs.
Okay.
So once you get that individual targets, we put the notice board saying this is the individual target for you people. So they do come up with an invoice of that particular amount.
Okay. So they have to bring those invoices to you that, you know, this is my invoice.
This is my invoice. They, what they do, they don't come with all the invoices to me. What they do literally is that they have a sheet. Everyone individual has a sheet for themselves for the complete month.
Complete month?
Month.
Okay.
So they write the target for today. They write the target what they achieved for today with the invoices. At the end of the day, the duty manager signs checking the invoices.
Okay. All right.
So that is happening for the entire staff. So in that
That's
way, we are measuring how person is doing in terms of service level, how each individual is performing according to the service level. So that is one practice which you are following, and that is really
sure.
helping us. Yeah.
Sure. And so that is to keep the performance.
Yeah.
Now let's look at a section in charge, maybe assistant manager. How would you go about in developing this gentleman?
By giving more responsibilities, basically. If he is a band 3 staff, we give him responsibility of handling the department.
Okay.
I see, what I do is that if I really see this particular person as a potential, I say, see, your department, I am going to take your department in charge for some other work. You are the person for today. You need to handle the department.
Okay.
So he feel proud, he feel like that I am the one who is handling the department today. So even though I am band 3 staff, so he feel pride in that.
Okay.
So by giving these kind of things, we really know the potential of this particular person.
So when you mean potential, so how do you measure that potential? How do you review that potential?
By giving some responsibilities. How
so
he does
let's say Inder is that one guy, B3,
yeah, yeah.
and you said nursery you will handle.
Yeah.
So what exactly will you tell me? What would you tell me?
See, for example, I'll tell you. One of my staff is there, named John. He's
okay.
a band 3 staff.
Okay.
He's there in the business for quite some time. Okay, he was very reluctant guy. Like, he was like, okay, sorry, I finished almost 5 years. I'm not expecting anything. Actually, my in charge was going on a vacation. So basically, I was supposed to get another in charge to cover. I told basically, no, I don't require another in charge here. I can still manage with this guy because this guy is a potential guy.
Okay.
So I took him and then the room. I told him, see, I'm going to send you in charge for annual vacation. I want you to handle the department.
Okay,
so I want you to take the responsibility. Can you do it? He said, yeah, why not? I'll definitely do it. I'll be in the company for 5 years. And he's doing a great job now.
Correct. So my question was, how do you track the performance of this individual? Is there a way or, you know, you just...
We just observe. We do monitor on a daily basis. How in the floor, how he works. It's basically, see, nursery furniture kind of a department is that you get a lot of issues day by day, customer complaints. Once you feel that there is no customer complaints, means to say that the department is going well. Once you see that certain standards are maintained within the department, certain, you don't know, you're like, whatever the department standard, KMP is followed, the best standards are followed. That means he's doing his level best.
Sure.
So by monitoring him on a daily basis, we do understand his performance is good.
Okay.
So we then and there appreciate also again, you're doing good. We need to look at, and also we say what is the areas we need to improve also. We give the feedback then and there.
Okay. So what does a typical day look like for you?
Typical day, coming in the morning.
Okay, what time?
Morning, it's like 8:45, 9 o'clock is our duty, 9 o'clock.
So 8:45
yeah,
to 9 o'clock. Okay.
What time were you opening the store for the customers?
10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock?
It's 10 o'clock.
Okay. My head somehow it was 9:30.
No, 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock.
Cool.
So basically 9 o'clock is 8:45 we step in the store. So as soon as we step in, we have a kind of checklist which is to be followed within the stores. So we go, what we recommend here is that 9 to 9:30 is basically for the complete flow.
Okay.
So all my in charges also will be present at 9 o'clock along with me.
Okay.
So we basically go for a flow walk. Okay, when we go, the department in charges goes the individual department. Me as a store manager, I go the complete store. I look at the ambience aspect, because that is more important, because as soon as you enter the store, the ambience should be at great standards, more than the stocks. So I look first the ambience, how of the store, how it is in terms of the cleanliness and everything. Once I finish that one, I go at each and every department and check the in terms of stock level, because we have a night work which is doing. So we do take over the night work also, what and over whatever like was has been done in yesterday's night, and also we check in basically in terms of the stock level. Are we good in terms of the stock level?
And do you do your floor walk separate to the in charge or with them in a particular department?
I do separate, the in charges do separate. So what basically happens is that once I go the department, I do discuss what are the points I notice in the department to the department in charges. So we come to a conclusion saying that, okay, this is what is going to be the priority list in both of our list.
Sure.
So I say 1, 2, 3 points, this has to be done. He says 1, 2, 3 points, then we find out which is the priority list, okay. We come to a conclusion, these 3 points are priority. So that's how we go in department. Because what happens is that when you go, both of them walk together in a department, we come to one single point.
Okay.
Because he sees what I sees. But when what I mean that when the department in charges goes out for a walk, he will write down what he feels. Then I go again, I write what I feel. Then we both discuss and come to a conclusion saying that this is the points comes in priority.
So if you spotted something that the in charge hadn't spotted,
yeah,
what would you do in that case?
There are instances also where I have not spotted, my in charges have spotted. So
yeah,
that's what I said, that we come to a conclusion point by saying that this has to be done on a priority basis.
Okay, so then it's 9:30.
Yeah.
Then what do you do before the store opens?
Then we do the morning briefing. We take the morning briefing till 10 o'clock.
And what kind of things do you cover in the morning briefing?
Morning briefing, basically we cover the sales figure. Okay, and then we go with the target for a particular day. What basically I do is that there is a target for this particular day. On top of that, I ask the department staff to predict what you can do for the, because we have a shifting, like morning staff comes, they work till 2 o'clock, they go for a break. So within that 2 o'clock, what is your prediction? We have a target, but let it be realistic. What is your prediction? Because what happens is that the target keeps on changing every day. Okay, sometimes your situations are different here. So according to that, we ask them what is real prediction is. So they come up with a prediction saying that we can do this prediction, we can do this much of sales in the morning time.
Okay.
So then again we come to a conclusion saying that okay, you said it, now you need to do and show it to me.
Okay.
So that's what we do basically. Once when we say that one, the staff is again like in the hot show saying that okay, I have given my word, so let me try to do the numbers what I have said.
Okay.
So we go with the numbers, we go with the targets, then we go with the targets like ATV, whatever the focus for a particular day. And if there is any department who has not underperformed for yesterday, we go with the reasons what went wrong. We do identify like what all went wrong, why we did not able to achieve the target. We go with the reasons. Okay, if they have achieved, then again, what is the good thing they have done to achieve things. So all these things we cover. Then we cover up with the role plays. Then we cover up with any new items which has came in the stores, which will help us to share the knowledge to all the team members. So any new product which has came within the store, we just share that particular product among everyone.
Yeah. Okay. So once the morning briefing is finished, what do you then spend the day doing?
Again, what basically I do is that I have a kind of a routine where like check the morning work checklist will not be able to cover the complete department in an half an hour. So basically it's like we covering the major part of the department, the major concerns of the department. Then what I would do is to take two departments in a day, because that's a maximum I could cover in a day. Okay, so I take two departments in a day, I go complete in terms of stock analysis.
Okay.
So I do take also the subgroup analysis report, then we go to the particular subclass saying that okay, this subclass is minus, what's really wrong with this one. Then we go, then again I speak to the staff, then we come to a conclusion saying that okay, this is something wrong. Otherwise I take the stock report saying that okay, this has gone down. So stock status saying that whatever warehouse is carrying, do we carry here physically with us. So we do checking of all those items. So that one I do like on a routine basis, like two department in a day. If I do clothing and toy basic for today, I do to nursery and nursery furniture and toys for tomorrow.
Okay.
It's like that.
Okay. And is that the whole day that you spend doing that, or is there anything else that you're doing?
No, this is what basically would be my work, but I'll be carried away with a lot of other works. Like I'll be having some mails to reply for. Okay, there will be unexpected jobs like coming from the office to do that one, to do this one. Here we have the cash operations, so we'll have to maintain our cash operations, cash tails. So there will be a lot of other jobs which is unexpected will be on the way.
Mm. Okay, and if we take a regular task, like I understand that you have a daily delivery for stock replenishment of what you sold.
Right.
Can I take a few
minutes?
This is unexpected again.
Yeah.
Just few minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
You like to have tea or something, coffee or something? I can ask them to bring.
So I think it will take about 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
stand up.
Yeah.
So I'll order some
coffee. No, it's okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on. Yeah.
Hey, can you fetch Shahs and menu card to the back office? How's this going?
Stop with that guy from there.
Huh?
He is stopped there.
Where? With whom?
That guy. He went from here.
Thank you.
They caught him with the store force.
की स्टैंप नहीं है जो इनको लगती है,
सुनिए बोलो,
इनके वाली नहीं है जो इनको लगती है। आईडी क्या है?
10930। सर आपको इसमें स्टैंप चाहिए?
सम चाहिए।
हाँ हाँ चाहिए।
अच्छा दूसरी आईडी?
दूसरी
वाली देना। एक एक
हम 5 मिनट बाद आकर आपको लगा देंगे, ठीक है ना? हम थोड़ी देर में आके लगा देंगे आपको, क्योंकि हमारे स्टेशन गाड़ी में है।
ठीक है,
मैं ऐसे करूँगा ना, ये स्लेश में जाऊँगा, तुम जाकर लेके आने लगा देना,
लगा के जाओ उसके बगैर।
हाँ हाँ लगा देंगे आपको, ये
आप ये बाय जा रहे हैं, इसको बाय लेकर आए, मैं आपको लगा देता हूँ।
आप कैश कौन
देते हैं? आपका स्टोर
नंबर वहाँ पे मैं लगा देता हूँ आपको, ठीक है?
फोन ले लेके आओ, उनका पता नहीं क्या गाड़ी ब्रेकडाउन क्या हुआ, तो हमने अचानक बोल रहा है ना,
I think that.
move Peter's chair.
Oh.
Okay. Now.
Right, where were we? We were... The last thing I wrote down, anyway, was...
About the schedule. So we finished the schedule part.
Yeah, you said you do a complete... Take 2 days per... departments per day, you do a complete stock analysis.
And then he was saying that then he, you know, works with the... You know, he finishes the other expected and unexpected, you know, work or emails that, you know, we get.
Yeah, that's what so, like you said. As soon as the morning meeting, like you have one quick walk again before, then come back, check your mails, have a small coffee or something. On the same time, you check the mails and whatever is there, and categorize what is priority and non-priority. And I do have the book also to note down whatever the importance to follow up that particular day. Do write up the follow-ups, and also like the, I have two assistant managers basically. So I would be writing up like what would be the job for her and what would be the job for the other person. So I would divide the work accordingly, like, so it's easy for them to come and check. They don't have to wait for me. When they come check the books and they start doing that.
Okay. And when you're out on the floor during the day, are you spending any time looking at standards or looking at staff behavior or customer interactions? Are you observing those kinds of things?
Yeah, that comes as a priority basically.
Right.
Yeah, that would be the major priority. So even though I am on the shop floor checking in terms of stock level and everything, same time would be the service level. That's major thing what we look into the staffs, like how they're behaving, how they're interacting with the customers. So we give then and there the challenges also, like, okay, come up with a bill immediately. Like, you know, that is one of our initiatives, like saying that, okay, come up with the big invoices. Or this particular today is IPT is our target. So we come up with a more quantity of invoices, you'll get some instant rewarded. So something like that.
Right. Instant rewarded, is that something you do within the store?
Within the store, yeah.
And what kind of rewards are we...
It's like we do give some small gifts. It's like during weekends or something. We feel that this particular day is like something we are going to have a heavy footfall or something. Then we just publish in the morning briefing saying that anyone who comes up with the highest invoice, you get an instant gift, something like that.
And what kind of gift would that be?
It could be anything like a small perfumes,
okay.
Perfume boxes or something like that.
Okay. Okay, and then so that's really focusing the staff on short-term targets.
Yeah.
Is one day the shortest target that you've got, or would you set like a target by lunchtime, or even a target for the next 2 hours? Is one day the smallest target?
Yeah, we do have breaking it to like morning target, and also the morning briefing. When we are having the briefing, everyone has the individual target for that particular day. On top of that, we do ask from till afternoon what you're going to do. So they predict saying that we are going to do this much. So they themselves give the target out of there. They break the target and give us saying that we will do this much in the morning. And same way happens with the afternoon scheduling people also. We do have an afternoon meeting also. Same thing happens.
Okay. Okay. And afternoon meeting too. And then what kind of time do you leave?
Usually I leave 7. When I'm there, if I had any requirement, I do leave early. Sometimes it's hardly like any requirement is there, then I leave early.
Okay. Is there anything that you do to kind of wrap the day up before you leave?
Before I leave the store, I check the figures. If not, if there is any department it's not up to the mark, I do go check in that particular department what really is happening. So if you feel that they need some kind of a support or anything in terms of manpower or something, we do try to support them from other department also. So before leaving, I do ask the staffs again, what is the schedule again? Is there any changes in our schedule, what you made? So if that's one thing which I follow up every day when I go in the evening, I do check up what you're going to do for tomorrow.
Any practice, anything that you do which is not part of Baby Shop? Baby Shop SOP.
The individual targets what we are giving is that
okay.
Is it's not a part of SOP. Then I don't not recollect now currently.
Anything for staff that comes to your mind, like you just mentioned about motivating them with small gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else that you do for staff?
We go on a team building, that is like happening there. So we go for a team building up on achieving the target. I still remember, like, there was one day where we were short, like, we have one particular department was short of achieving the target. Like, well, that's the only department need to achieve the target. Actually, the rest of the department has achieved the target. That day I felt that we are as a team, because what happened was, I said, today no one is going to, and everyone is going to ensure that this particular department achieves the target. I had a meeting before I go. I said, like, see, this is the target for today. I can still stay there, but I wanted them to know how the feeling would be if, as a group, we can achieve something. So I have seen a scenario that I've said, like, okay, today everyone will be there in clothing. Let's see how we can put efforts in achieving the budget. And in fact, it was a bigger amount. Okay, on a weekdays to do 30,000 for a clothing department was touch and go.
Okay.
And but fortunately that day we achieved the target, and good part is that many of these staffs directly called me and said, sir, we do achieve the target for today.
Okay.
So that's a kind of, you know, people are like motivated by doing these kind of stuff.
So how much contact do you have with the store after you go home at 7 o'clock?
We have a group, WhatsApp group actually. So we have a group, I mean the messages coming from my assistant managers in charges. On top of that, even some staffs do message me in case of something.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anything else?
So I went blank.
You went blank, yeah, me too. I think now might be a good time then to go and have a look out in the store and get a sense for what are you looking for? So, you know, you talked about going out and doing the stock analysis and observing the staff and the interactions and so on. So what I'd be interested to know is, when you go out there, what do you see? What are you looking for? How what are you focusing on when you do the floor walk and those kinds of things?
Basically, at the end of the day, it's numbers what it counts. So
right.
Basically, whatever we are doing, it's all in terms of getting the numbers.
Okay.
So how we are going to get the numbers, that's what is major priority, that's top list. So the one mantra is that you need to have your service in place. So that will be the one which will be keeping on going. But again, we go in terms of the standard levels. So standard is important because there is a lot of merchandise within the stock, but if sizes is not available, there is no point in doing service, because that literally don't have the stocks in display, but it's lying there in the back store. So that is something what I wanted to ensure, that the floor be occupied with enough number of stocks, the resources are available.
Sure.
So does that mean that having stock out on display is a higher priority than customer service or customer engagement, because there's no point engaging with a customer if you can't sell them something?
Yeah, exactly. But that is also a priority, to ensure that it is still there, but same time simultaneously the service would be the major priority. So that's what the staffs would engage with the customers, that will be their priority on the basis, okay, they will be engaging with the staff. But still I would take the department in charges on a side, saying that if something is really, we need to fix it on that particular moment, we ensure that we fix it.
Okay. So
we really feel that this has to be done currently, we'll go ahead doing that one. But still our top priority would be the service level for sure.
Okay. Alright.
So what Peter meant was, let's say it's 5 o'clock right now. If now you've finished your work and you want to go out, so what are a couple of things that you would see and do on the shop floor?
Basically, I would go and ensure that where there is really the customer flow is there.
Okay.
Is there in any particular department where there is a flow? Is there any staff ratios not meeting the customer requirement?
Okay.
So that would be the first thing. Is if I feel that a toy is required a help, maybe they have a lot of gift wrapping items, they are just doing gift wrapping whereas the customers are there outside to not to attend. So I would rather bring other people to wrap the items and put them in the flow to attend the customers.
Okay.
Okay.
So I do ensure, like, go checking what is happening really in the department.
Okay. So could we go and take a quick look?
Yes, for sure.
Get a sense of what you look for.
I'll just.
Oh, the other thing is that this is now the sixth store we've been to. I can't remember what each store looks like. Is it okay if I take some photos as we go around? So obviously here we've got, this is what, stock waiting to go out onto the shelves and. Okay. And then gift wrap. This is this for customers to take away with them? Right. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Okay. All right. So what are you looking for? What are you looking at when you come out here?
So basically look where the customers is there, like major point where we get a lot of customer complaint is there in the cash tails. So first foremost I would go and check the cash tails, where like is there a crowd, is there sufficient cashiers to bill the customers, because that could be a point where like customers bought a lot of items. But when they went there, the cash counter, there is only a few cashiers and they are in the queue.
Okay.
So now the cash still is fine. So everything is fine with the cash tills. So it's running smooth.
Right.
So I would rather now go to the department.
Of course, because if you're rewarding people for having a long receipt, that means a longer queue at the checkout for somebody else.
If somebody's
bought a lot of things, then that's going to increase the time it takes to.
So that's what I'm saying. Like maybe the queue is big, so I'll have to add another cashier. I'll have to put an extra person in the cash counter to help.
Can anybody in the store go onto the till? Is everybody trying to do that?
There are designated people. There are few people who can.
Right. Okay.
So I can identify those people and I can ask them to operate the cash till.
Okay. All right. Okay, so what are you looking at now? What do you see now?
Basically, I would check like, okay, where is this customers and where are the staffs? Like, okay, there is one staff who is like, the customers are here and he is still there. So I would rather go to him.
Okay.
So now the customers are there. Let's focus on your customers. So we'll forget this one. What is this one now?
That is balance.
That's the only one?
Only one.
Can you keep this one and we can do service on it? Did you know that a Omega 3 DHL is especially those customers, that's it. So he was basically pulling out a merchandise which has got empty.
Right.
So, but there are customers who is there in that particular site who need assistance. So I just asked him to approach them. Maybe he could do some sales from them.
So presumably he's putting out the stock because he's been told to do that?
Not exactly. Because he saw the person, because he's designated for that area. He is designated for that particular table. He felt that the stock level is very empty there, so he is doing it.
Okay.
It's only his initiative on doing it.
Okay, so he's keeping an eye on his standards and things like, you know, which obviously customers are taking things out and so on. So he's keeping an eye on that. Yeah. He's figured out that he needs to get some more stock, so that's good. But then on the other hand, that takes his focus away from customers.
That should not be done, but.
And so I guess it's like anything in life, you know, as soon as we focus on one thing we forget something else, and we almost need somebody watching over us to point out the things that we're missing. Would you see that as your job or the in charge for the section?
No, it's totally mine and in charge is all responsibility.
Right.
So not only in charge, it's even my responsibility. And also currently there is a sales lead person who is leading the sales lead.
Right.
So it's his responsibility also to ensure both that everyone has been attending with these customers. So right. Rather I would not, even though I have directly gone to this guy now, because I think that customer need an assistant, but rather if there was no customers, I would rather call the sales lead person who is leading the sales for a particular moment. I would ask him, you are the sales lead person, why you allow them to do this particular job?
Right, okay. Yeah.
So that would be an appropriate step.
Otherwise, if you talk to the member of staff directly, you're undermining the sales lead.
Sales lead.
Yeah, okay.
But in this case, I would lose the customer if I would wait for the sales lead and all those things. So
yeah.
I stopped him immediately and asked him to approach this customer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you always have a greeter at the front of the store?
Yeah, we do always.
And then, is that lady going to come in here?
Yeah.
Looks like she's coming this way. There we go. So what should the greeter be doing now?
He basically greets the customer.
Right,
comes
okay.
The customer.
But he doesn't approach them, he doesn't engage with them, other than to say, hello, welcome, or...
No, he doesn't really engage the customers, because what happens that when the customer requests, because his role is to welcome the customer, what happens is that if he engages with this particular customer, he goes with the customer.
Yeah.
If he goes with the customer, how about the customer who comes in again? The other
right.
Second, the following customer, no one will be there to greet that particular customer. So he basically welcomes and greets the customer. But even though when customer will approach saying that where is your this department, he goes, he follows, and he hand it over to the right person, then he comes back to his place again. But he will not be able to go with all the customers, but whenever the customer requires saying, asking for some assistance, he goes, show the, he hand it over to the right person and come back to his place.
Right. Right. Okay.
So just a quick one. This IC, this is not usual.
Yeah, this is actually for the denim wall only. We bought it like separate for denim wall. This is not there in any of the stores. This is what we are doing as a sample.
Correct.
So
the whole wall I'm seeing for the first time.
Correct.
So we are
experimenting
with oasis,
yeah,
is what you're saying. Now I'm saying about these...
Stickers. Yeah, it's new also. We are experimenting with the same. It's new.
Okay.
Because we want to... Because what happens is that the other sticker is that so light.
Okay.
It's not visible here.
Yeah. The one which is on the other side.
Yeah, the white one.
Okay.
It's not easily visible, so we wanted to give a better visibility, so we bought this one.
So
this is
only in Baby Shop, or is there any other concept you are aware they are doing that as well?
This particular sticker, you mean?
Yeah.
No, it's only happening in Oasis also, this particular black sticker. It's only like experimenting.
So this is Baby Shop thing?
Baby Shop thing.
You have not seen this anywhere?
No.
There's something interesting. I've not seen any retailer so far, you know, doing this, because everybody does that.
Yeah.
And that's very inconvenient at times.
Depending on the color of
color, yeah.
What it's on, yeah.
So at least now I can very clearly see what age group is
what,
this.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Hmm. So when you do a detailed the stock analysis that you talked about, you're looking to see that you have every size.
Yep. Now the size 2 is missing in this one. So it should be like 2 to 8 years. So size 2 and size 8 is missing. Probably it could be that it currently for today we sold out this particular item.
Right.
So within the manpower staff ratio what we have, we could not attend all the customers.
Mm.
So now when I see this one, I could ask like, okay, when there is no customers, can one person stay here and one person refill this item? Because we cannot say, because every staff might not touch all the customers. Maybe a customer who comes here just sees that, okay, there is no 7 to 8, he just walk away. So this is the importance of stock comes in play. As you ask me, like, what would be our top priority? Is it the customer service or is it the stock replenishment? So it both goes hand on hand.
Yeah.
So because one person cannot cover this now currently I have in clothing like 3 people. So all 3 people I cannot cover 7,200 square feet. So there can be a lost opportunity. So this is why we say that, okay, some when and where we require to refill, we need to refill.
Mm. Right. Okay. Is there anything else that you look for, or anything else that you notice as you're looking around?
Yeah. there are some parts the steaming has not been done, but this actually I have already seen in the morning time.
Okay.
So I have come across already in the morning time, and I
so you already reported that to the in charge for the section. Okay.
In charges for the sections already. So now rather I would just go through the department gradually and check what's really happening in terms of service level.
So if we take something like the regular, the S1G1 yeah. delivery, so that comes in, it comes into the stock room
yeah.
in boxes.
Yes.
And at some point in the, does that get replenished in the day or overnight?
It comes in replenishment in the night.
In the night.
Yeah.
So when you come in the next morning, how do you know that that task has been completed?
We have an handover book. The night team, whatever they does, they do write in a book saying that this has been completed for today night.
Okay.
What
and is that book open format? It's not like boxes that they tick to say they've done certain things. It's just they just write whatever they want to hand over.
They have a, like, what are the boxes which came yesterday.
Right.
So they write that saying that this many boxes came yesterday and this many boxes has been cleared.
Okay.
And they have a record of the backstore saying that we have this many boxes in the backstore.
Right. Okay. Okay. Alright. So now you've got a couple of customers, well, at least one customer waiting. It's hard to tell about the other lady,
yeah.
whether she's waiting or not, but... Somebody else has arrived. So,
so I would check what there is a conversation happening there. I would join the conversation.
Okay.
What is really happening? Toys in gift wrapping. So it's anyway like it's completely a slack period where we don't have enough number of customers. So I would rather require this particular timing as to make it effective. Like in terms of whatever stocks missing, all these things we can do it now. And main session is evening session where you 5 to 9 is our peak session. So ensure that by that time we are completely in terms of stock level and everything. Because we find very sad to get now. So this is the right time because they need toys need again to do the gift wrapping and give it to that particular customer who came in the morning and bought almost a huge quantity of toys.
Yeah.
He wants that one to be wrapped and delivered in the evening.
Yeah.
So I think she doesn't have much work, so it's the right time for to wrap and finish the other department work also. So it's like dividing the manpower in the correct format of the place.
And I guess some departments or products are going to take more time than others, like answering a customer's questions about a stroller or a car seat.
Yeah.
That's going to be a longer conversation than,
yeah,
than
exactly.
about t-shirts
yeah,
or
exactly,
something.
Yeah.
So you take that into account as well?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because right. especially for nursery furniture and basic department, infants department, especially in the toiletries, you require a lot of time to assist the customers.
Right. So I think you're looking at these customers.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? Or what are you watching for? What are you looking for?
I'm just thinking, what are they really required any help or
mm-hmm.
are they just looking around the place? And I'm also thinking, like, are they greeted by the staffs who's my two of the staffs was there, and did they greet those customers?
So were they greeted by them?
They not greeted. No. So I would rather approach this particular person and ask him why you didn't greet.
Okay.
Did
जो हैंडलिंग द कस्टमर
जस्ट गेट इन थिंग
So we said yes, but he's handling a different customer.
Different customer, yeah.
Ah. So you're happy with that now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Alright. Very interesting. And that lady there, she's a personal shopper.
Yeah, personal
right.
shopper assistant.
So she's going to be spending the longest time of all with the
yeah.
customer potentially. Okay.
Like if I don't find staff nearby, I do approach the customers, ask them if they require any help. So at least like you don't have to wait for the staff.
Yeah. So it's starting. I can see it's starting to pick up now in terms of the volume of customers. So so I think I can see you wanting to. Keep an eye on things, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. So I think we can head back and finish off. So today, as a day in the store, would you describe today so far as a good day or an average day or what is it?
Yeah, average.
Average, did you say?
Yeah.
And what are you basing that on? Is that purely on sales figures or a feel for the store?
It was not really a busy day for me.
Okay.
It was just an average day. It's just I'm doing my work. It's not a completely a busy day.
A busy day for you personally? Or
yeah.
Right, okay.
A busy day for me personally, it will be like I'll be busy in the store completely.
Right.
So I'll be carried away in the flow completely, but I have enough time today to spend time with you.
Sure,
That means I'm not carried away with a lot of other things.
Okay. So I don't want to take up any more of your time now that the store's starting to get busy again.
Yeah. I don't know whether if I really get whatever you want.
You definitely did. That was very, very helpful. Really good.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.